It is 7:11, and this week the New York Times editorial board made its case for why America should legalize pot. And we talked with the editor of the Times editorial page earlier in the week. This morning, joining us is John Walters, who was a drug czar during the George W. Bush administration, now COO of the Hudson Institute. Mr. Walters, you not only disagree with the idea of making pot legal, but you did not agree with the Times comparison to alcohol.
That's correct. This is a pretty dishonest play by the New York Times, pretty shameful, irresponsible. First of all, marijuana has been the single largest cause of treatment need among the illegal drugs. Over more people are in treatment as in all ages than all other illegal drugs combined. And for teens, more kids are already in treatment for marijuana dependency nationwide than even alcohol, as well as all other illegal drugs. So these tobacco and alcohol are the two largest causes of preventable death and illness. Why would you want to add a third substance, which monthly we're learning from actual science is more dangerous, lowering IQ from teens that use it heavily, bringing on serious mental illness and suicide, contributing to all the other problems we know about concentration, motor control, dangerous driving among teens. This is already bad, and it's prohibited. They claim, oh, we'll keep it away from kids. They can't keep it away now, and now they want to put it on every street corner. I've been to Colorado last month. I spent almost a week there. What's going on in Colorado and in Denver as a result of legalization, which is supposedly the great experiment, is horrifying. It's just inconceivable to me how anyone who kind of knows what's really going on, the suffering this country's had with drugs and the marijuana's part in it, could advocate such an irresponsible act.
Are you of the belief that pot is a gateway drug?
Well, it's not only a gateway, it's a dead end itself. As I said, more teens are in treatment for marijuana than not only all other illegal drugs combined, but more than for alcohol. But certainly, if you visit treatment centers as I had, if you look at the research, almost 90% or more of the people who end up being admitted even for other drugs start with marijuana. And some surveys that we have of metropolitan areas, more teens are using marijuana than tobacco. As we learn that it's more dangerous, and also what's going on in Colorado, which ought to be terrifying to parents, is they're producing all kinds of incredibly high potency products in candy bars, gummy bears, fruit drinks, with 10 times the THC that the old smoked marijuana used to have or more. This is just devastating. I talked to a mother in a suburban school district in Denver who said, my kids now cannot bring any food or drink to school in their school. They're afraid the kids are going to be poisoned with marijuana concentrates or other products. All consumables at the school have to be prepared under school supervision. Do you really want your children to live in that kind of environment, put them at that kind of risk?
Are you active in advocating your position to legislators?
Yeah, well, I've been trying to educate some of the people on Capitol Hill. I mean, this happens because the Obama administration has refused to enforce multiple federal laws, not only the Controlled Substances Act. It's not enforcing banking laws allowing these criminal proceeds to go into the banking system. It's not enforcing the Food and Drug Act, which allows these people to offer marijuana as a medicine when there's no scientific background supporting the smoked or gummy bear marijuana as medicine.
Well, state legislators are perfectly capable of making their decisions based on the facts, aren't they?
Well, the state legislators didn't make this case. In Colorado, what happened was a ballot initiative funded by people backing marijuana, George Soros and others, put this on the ballot through signatures that they paid people to collect, and then they ran multiple ads with millions of dollars with nothing on the other side and got this legalized. Now they're producing an estimated $2 billion just since January in profits that they're using to try to fund other legalization in other states. This isn't a deliberative decision. This is a full-bore, for-money, let's-make-people-use-marijuana-and-become-addicted.
Very good. Got to leave it there. John Walters, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
John Walters is the former drug czar with the George W. Bush administration, now COO with the Hudson Institute.